It just came back today.
Okay, so I have a better idea for Tosos, I think. Okay. So the issue is, again, we're in Gimel Amud Beis and Maseches Shabbos, trying to figure out these Tososim of Mahu Shatasa and Mikan Suha. Mm-hmm. Okay? And the basic idea is... Okay. So we're in Tosos. The question is, Tosos again on Gimel Amud Beis, Mahu Shatasa and Mikan Suha. Question is like this, is that according, if you... The question is like this, you stick your hand out across the border, okay, with a full hand across the border. Question is, Umikar Hadin, at least the way Rashi was learning, that the hand is really defined by the rishos of the body. And only Kwebot, the only thing is, that if another guy would put into that hand from the other rishos, it's not really Hotzah, because since functionally the object is already in the other rishos, so therefore it would lack in the Hotzah, so the guy's not going to be Chayef.
Weird.
Question was, though, do you say, now that you have this Rishos, which is really part of the Rishos of the body, but it's, in a certain sense, it's part of the Rishos of the Guf, the other Rishos, okay, fine, function, do you say that they gave that a Din Kamalis? Because the Kamalis is like a place which lacks either Din Rishos. So here, it has a Din Rishos of the body, but it lacks it, and halachically it lacks it. So it's like a halachic Kamalis. Question is, did they give that a Din Kamalis? That was Rashi. Okay, but Tosos seems like that would be a knas. That's a super added halachic move to give it a din of kavos. But Tosos doesn't have kansuha. It's not a knas. It's an eser, miyasruha. Okay, and what so you'd say is that he says it's aser, but it's not a karmelis. So how could it be a karmelis? So he says, but not only that, he says it's only a karmelis one way, which means it's not really a karmelis 100%. For instance, as this, it's karmelis vis-a-vis. That it's like a karmelis and you can't bring it back to your body, because that's like changing rishayos. But you're allowed to stick your hand across the border into rishas harabim, let's say, pick up an object from the floor of rishas harabim, move it over three amos, and put it back down. So you don't say that your hand, your outstretched arm, is a karmelis vis-a-vis the rishas harabim, right? Only, that's mutar, only to bring it back to you, you say it's a karmelis. So he says, why? Because it's doma yoser shtei rishuyos. That when you have it in your outstretched arm and you pull your hand back to you, that's doma yoser to being two rishuyos, and therefore that's aser. That's his kamlus in that regard. But in the regard of picking it up, having the outstretched arm pick something up in rishusrab, move it a little bit in rishusrab, and put it back down, that's not really doma shtei rishuyos, and therefore that's mother. So it's like a funny kamlus. It's called abaya zibaya, is do you make it like a kamlus, sort of. In one regard. I mean, what kind of thing is that? I mean, it's a kamalis, not a kamalis. Okay? Good? Okay. So I was thinking that, you say it's like this, that there's two things. Two things in Otsah. Okay? And maybe this is going to involve the saying Tosas learns kamalis a little bit differently, the Isser of kamalis a little bit differently. But basically like this, is that in the Isser of Otsah, you have two things. You have the Maisa, and you have the productivity in the Chafta. Okay? The Maisa is a Maisa of being Mishana, the Rishos of the object. Right? You're changing it from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Rab. Okay? And in that regard, you could change from Rishas Yachad to Karmelis. Or you could change from Karmelis to Rishas Rab. Because in terms of the Shinoi Rishas, Karmelis is a legitimate Rishas. And you can be Mishane from this Rishas to that Rishas. Okay?
You can't by Karmelis.
No, you could change the Rishas. Hold on. In terms of the Maisa, why can't you? It's a Rishas and you're changing it from Rishas Yachad to Rishas Rab. Or Rishas Yachad to Karmelis. Or Rishas Rab to Karmelis. Karmelis is a Makam. You could have a Shina Rishos.
Physically.
Conceptually, you could do such a thing. I mean, in terms of the Shina Rishos, it's no difference.
You're not saying it's mutter.
I'm not saying it's mutter. No, I'm not saying you could. No, I'm saying you could. But it's halacha conceptually, you could. And there's no difference. There's no difference between the three Rishos. There's just the other Rishos Rav and Karmelis. And you can be Mishaneh to any from one to the other.
Right.
But the only thing is that the productivity of Hotzah is that I'm changing the Chafza. When a Chafza is in Rishas HaYachid, it makes it Chafza Rishas HaYachid. In Rishas Rabim, it's Chafza Rishas Rabim. Kamlis, it doesn't give it any property, because Kamlis doesn't have a property. So therefore, even the Shina Rishas, which involves Kamlis, doesn't involve the productivity in terms of the Chafza. And that's why it's not Asur Deraisa. There's no Isur like that. Because in the Torah, it's not just the Maisa of Shina Rishas, but it's the Shina Rishas insofar as that creates a product in the chafza, which only exists in Yom Shishiyach Lishas Rabim. Okay, only exists in Yom Shishiyach Lishas Rabim. That's the product. It's really giving it from changing it from one property and giving it the opposite property. Okay, but by Carmelis, you don't have that. You could be removing a property or giving it a property, but you don't have the productivity is really changing it and giving it a whole new property. And that's the productivity of Rishayach Lishas Rabim, and therefore Carmelis is Mutter, Minatora. Now, the thing is like this. So what's the Yisad Rabbanon? So perhaps the Yisad Rabbanon is, it's a Maisa Shino Rishas. Okay, Shtei Rishuyos. That's what it means, Shtei Rishuyos. That's because he's saying it's Doma L'Shtei Rishuyos. I mean, because that is the Yisad of Carmelis. The Yisad of Carmelis is to be Mishana the Chafza from one Rishas to another Rishas. Irrespective of the productivity in the Chafza. Okay, irrespective. That's why it's like a Rabbanon. It's a Siag. Because it resembles the Isser Hotzah insofar as this exact same Maisa, it's changing it from one Rishas to another one. It just lacks the productivity insofar as the Chafza is concerned. Okay, that's what Tosus learns. And that's why the baseline here is Shtei Rishuyos. That is the Isser. That is the Isser Darabanan according to Tosus. Okay, it's to be Mishana from one Rishas to another Shtei Rishuyos. Okay? The Maisa of Hotzah, so to speak. It's just the Maisa of Mishana of the Rishas. This is different than we said previously. Previously we said this, so Kamalas is where you're removing, also in the Chafza, where you're removing the din in the Chafza, or creating a din in the Chafza, but without the change in the Chafza. I'm saying, according to us, there's nothing to do with the Chafza. Chafza is the Deraisa. The Rabbanon is that it's the Maisa which, in general, in the Deraisa, creates a change in the Chafza, but here they also the Maisa itself. The Maisa of the Mishan Rishas Lechavta, from Mirishas Lechavta. Good? Okay. And that's Carmelis. Okay. Now, what the question is like this. Now, again, in the framework of Maisa, you're changing the words, a Maisa Shina Rishas. That's the answer, okay? Now, what Abaya notices is that normally that's going to be where you have Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabim, the Carmelis. Okay? Fine. But here you have the following: is you have the hand. Let's say the hand is a shusarab, okay? But it's outstretched into the. I'm sorry, the hand is a shusayachet, but it's outstretched into the. Rishusarab. Is that the way I'm saying? The only hand is the body's in a shusayachet, and he's putting his hand into a shusarab. Okay, because that's the other case where he's allowed to move it.
Right.
That's the case. So I want to stay in one case. Yeah, I mean, tato less than dollar amos. So basically, you have okay, fine. So the guy is the Baal Bayis, okay, he's inside, and he has the hand outstretched into the Rishas Rabim. So in terms of the Rishas of the hand, really it's part of the body, okay, which is Rishas Yachad. Okay, the hand is really part of the body. Yeah, right. Rishas Yachad, like Rashi, it's part of the body. And the only thing is, that we said, like Rashi, is that if the other guy puts the object from Rishas Rabim into this outstretched hand, which is also in Rishas Rabim, you're not going to be chayev. That is a p'tor, because it lacks the function of Rishas Yachid, right? Because the hand, although it's conceptually defined as Rishas Yachid, right? Although it's conceptually defined as Rishas Yachid, it lacks the function of Rishas Yachid because it's in Rishas Rabim. Okay, so you're not really changing the property of the chafta. Okay, you're not really changing the property of the chafta. Okay, fine, and therefore he says pater. But the thing is like this. Now, if I'll ask you, so in terms of the Hotzah,
and
not only that, but bringing it into your, if you want to bring your hand back, that would also be Deoraisa, no problem, because you're not even changing the Rishas. Right? To bring your hand back, I mean, it's always the Rishas Yachid. It's always the Rishas Yachid, right? It's the Rishas Yachid the whole time, because the hand doesn't really have, in terms of the Shem and the Chepta, and the Shem Rishas, the hand is part of the body, so it's always the Rishas Yachid. Okay, it's always really, truly it's a Rishas Yachid. It's just that when it's in the Rishas Rabim, so it kind of has the function of the Rishas Rabim, and therefore if someone puts something into it, they're not going to be Chayiv. So neither guy's going to be Chayiv. So in terms of the Chiyiv, no one's going to be Chayiv, because then we're going by the intrinsic Rishas of the Chafta is the bodies, but it has the function of the other, of the Rishas Rabim. So therefore, neither guy, it turns out, no, neither guy's going to be Chayiv. Okay? That's the Deraisa. But now, Abaye says, wait a second now. As if you have the guy, now think in the framework of Maisa, okay? In Maisa, you have the Maisa of bringing your hand. Now your hand is, even though you're saying conceptually, theoretically conceptually, your hand is considered like it's part of the body, okay? But practically, okay, your hand is in the Rishas Rabim, okay? Your hand is full, let's say with a key car, in the Rishas Rabim. and you're basically bringing your hand from the Rishus HaRav back into the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, like in action. The action which you're doing is an action of carrying a kikar from Rishus HaRav to Rishus HaYachid. Okay? And as opposed to, if your hand is within the Rishus HaRabim, and you're just moving something around within the Rishus HaRabim, again, in terms of the action, it's an action of moving something within Rishus HaRabim. Okay? Now, even though the hand, if you're going by the conceptual identity of the cheft of the hand, and thereby of the cheftza, which is in your hand, it's nigra after the guf. That's true. But that's the framework of the deoraisa, which is going by the properties of the cheftza. But that framework really leads you to that end, because you're potter. But now we're asking, in terms of the derabanan, it's saying, forget the properties of the chafza. Now the question is, there's a maisa of shina being mishana, the rishos of an object. Okay, the maisa of shina rishos. Now if I have a kikar, which is across the border, and I bring it back to my hand, that's a maisa of being mishana, it's rishos. I mean, maisa. You know what I mean? But carrying something within the rishos of rabim is not a maisa of being mishana, the rishos. Because it's just moving around within the same rishos. You know what I mean? So he's saying is that since the Isser of Carmelis is saying that it's also to be Mishana, the Maisa Shina Rishos of Achavta, the Maisa Shina Rishos. Again, the Maisa, not changing its identity in the Chavta. The derisive framework is the properties of the Chavta. So it's getting to the abstract shame on the Chavta, and that's the Malacha. But now we're saying Carmelis is not the abstract qualities in the chafta, because the karmas is no such thing altogether. So the isser is, it's a maisa of being mishana of the object, the rishos of an object. It's a maisa of moving an object to one rishos to another rishos. So now we're not looking in terms of the abstract chal shame on the chafta, we're just saying physically, are you doing a maisa of shein rishos in the chafta? So I'll say that again, if my hand is outstretched and it's holding a kikar, now the kikar's place is the rishos of rabim. I conceptually, it's part of the hand and it's identified. That's true. That's a conceptual framework. But physically, the object is in the Rishus HaRabim, and I'm bringing it into the Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, that's Doma Yoser Le Shnei Rishuyos. It's not literally Shnei Rishuyos, but it means in the Maisa, it's the Maisa of Shnei Rishuyos. You know what I mean? That as opposed to the Maisa of bringing it within the Rishus HaRabim, is not the Maisa of Shnei Rishuyos. That's the Maisa of one Rishus, because I'm just moving it around the Rishus HaRabim. So that's the question. That's the Abaye's question is, when you have the Isser of Carmelis, Isser of the Torah, when the Rabbanan answered Carmelis, they said it's the Maisa Isser, Shina Rishos. Is it just Pshat, they said, any time you could come up with a case where it will be a Maisa of Shina Rishos, that's going to be Asser? I think Carmelis is just one instance of that. I mean, but essentially they're Assering the Maisa of Shina Rishos. Or do you say no? Is that they set up a very specific Tzura? They said it's also to carry from Carmelis to Rishos HaYachid, because that's the Maisa Shein Rishos of Otsah. But the Isser was relegated to Carmelis.
And this isn't
Carmelis. That's what it means, kick Carmelis. Ma'ushos, mios ruha, kick Carmelis. It means Carmelis is definitely that Maisa. But the question is, does the Isser Carmelis, is it a generic Isser of changing the Rishos of an object, which could apply Carmelis, or you create any other Hechidimsa of that type of a thing? Or you say, as Bedafka, they set up the general case of Carmelis, which is the model of Maisar Shein Rishos, and they assert Carmelis because of that, but that Isser is Talu in the specifics of Carmelis. What I'm saying is, like, the framework of the Darabatan is different than the framework of the Doraisa, because the framework of the Doraisa is always considering, like, the makom, and so far as your conceptual, like, identification of the location of the object.
That's the
Doraisa. And that's going to go by the abstract categories. It doesn't go by the airspace, it goes by the outstretched arm. Is really the arm is a part of the body, and the hand, the object is in the hand, and therefore, if you had to give the location of the object, in the abstract, you'd say it's a chafta shell, the rishos hayachid of the body. You know what I mean? But in terms of, that's as far as identifying the chafta and the productivity and the change in the chafta. But if you're just talking about the action, so an action just knows the action itself. It doesn't know the whole identity of the location of the chafta. Just saying, what's my action? It's an action, so the action is moving a kikar from the airspace of rishos haravim to rishos hayachid. It's that action. As I'm moving the object from here to there. So that's the Isser Darabanan, is being Mishana, and I'm moving it from one Rishos to the other. So then the action is just goes by the Tzuras HaMaisa. It's not going to go by thee. And that's what it means. It's Dome Yoser Ashtei Rishuyos. Because it means it's not really Ashtei Rishuyos. That's what it means. It's Dome at Ashtei Rishuyos. Because in the firming of the Maisa, it's Ashtei Rishuyos. Right, exactly. John, this is good. So, according to Tosfos, and we said this yesterday, I think. That was your point also, David, right? That according to Tosfos, it doesn't mean they made the Akamalus. It's not Akamalus. It's the Isser Akamalus. Okay, the Isser, the action of bringing it across the border is like the Isser of Kamalus. According to Rashi, it means they actually gave the hand a Din Kamalus, right, through a Knas. But the only reason you could do that, the only way you could do that is through a Knas, because the hand's not a Kamalus. If you're real about it, it's not a Kamalus. The only way you could do it is through the Knas. They're artificially defining it as such, you know, halachically so. But if you say that it's really Kikarmalus, no Knas involved, then it's the Isser Kamalus. But the Isser Kamalus, it's only going to be where you're going across, not when you're going on the same side. The point is that the Isser Kamalus, and that's why he's referencing Dome L'Shtei Rishuyos. What is Shtei Rishuyos? What's he referencing? It makes it sound as if there's like this Salah Moshesina, Shtei Rishuyos. What's Shtei Rishuyos having to do with it? But that's how he learns the Isser Kamalus. Kamalus is the Maisa of Shtei Rishuyos, right? Without any properties of the Chafta. That is the Isser Kamalus. So now, Dome L'Shtei Rishuyos means it's the same thing. In the framework of the Maisa, it's the same thing. But it's not really Shtei Rishuyos. See, like, Karmelis is really Shtei Rishuyos. Because it's really Rishus Yachad and Karmelis. This is Dome L'Shtei Rishuyos means the action is the same action. Because it's an action of being Mishana, the Rishus of the thing. But it's not really Shtei Rishuyos. Because in terms of the Chafetz, I'm not really changing the Rishus. In Karmelis, I really am changing the Chafetz, the Rishus. It's just it doesn't result in a productivity in the Chafetz because it's Karmelis. But I really am changing the Rishos. Here it's just like the action of the changing the Rishos. But it's not really changing the Rishos. But it's the conceptually, but physically it's the action of that. And that's what I'm saying is that if the Isser of Maisa of the Isser of Karmelis is just any Maisa of being Mishana Rishos the object, then that would be. Then that says, if you say that it's restricted to Karmelis, where there is actually the real, where there really is a change in the Rishos, then it's not going to be. But maybe just to make the Chakira better. Question. See, because what we're saying is that Karmelis is the Maisa of changing the Rishos of the object, right? But you are changing the Rishos of the Chafetz, right, in the Karmelis. You are. It's a Chafetz from Rishos Yachad to Karmelis. It's just that change in the Chafetz doesn't, it's not productive because Karmelis doesn't have any real product. But the Chafetz is really changing Rishos. You know what I mean? It is a change in the Chafetz. But the Chafetz, it has no significance because there's no productivity. So it's just the action of changing the Rishos. But it's the action of changing the Rishos of the Chafetz. You know what I mean? Like here, the Chafetz really isn't changing Rishos because it was since it was always a part of the body, it was always Rishos Yachad. And the Chafetz's identity really never changed. But you're doing the physical action of moving the thing. You know what I mean? Without any din in the Chafetz. So is Karmelis simply saying all we care about is the physical action of changing Rishos? Or you say, no, it's the action of being Mishana, the shame Rishos of the Chafetz, even though it's lacking the productivity. I mean, but it still has to be a change in the Chafetz. It's not saying you forget about the Chafetz, you're just saying you could dispense of the productivity in terms of the Chafetz. But the action isn't just a physical action, the action is the action vis-a-vis the Chafetz, changing the identity of the Chafetz from one Rishos to another Rishos. Or do you say no, that since the Chafetz is the productivity and there is no productivity, all it is just the raw action. It becomes a raw action. A raw action, it really is changing the Rishos. Just to say, David's asking a question, and we'll get to it, but I don't want to really take it up right now. But the question is you'll say, how is Rashi holds it really thin Karmelis because of a Knas? How is he going to answer those Kashos? Rashi holds it really Karmelis. Right, he's saying it really isn't common. So how could it be that you could the case in Erevin that you're allowed to carry within the Rishus Rabbah? So I'm saying that on the first take, you'll say it only has been common because of a Knas. It's not intrinsically a Knas, it's just a Knas. Now Knas is because he did the Isser, all of him have Hiskel above Isser. So that's only when he did an Isser. But here, what do you do? You didn't do anything wrong. There's no Isser, so there's no Din Knas. The only problem is that Tosu says that if it's a Knas, if it's a Knas and actually has a Din Karmelis, then it's going to apply even by Bod Yom and even by Bod Yom and Shogig. Which means those are cases where you didn't really do an Isser. You did it on Erev Shabbos or you did it by Shogig. So it seems because once you say it's karmeless, then it's going to go across the board. You're not going to vitola it in the fact that you did an iser b'meit. Because kanas really makes sense by mezid, where you're really an avarian. So it seems though, what Tosa is saying is that once it's a kanas, it's going to go across the board. So you're going to have to differentiate and say somehow, well, it's true it's a kanas, it's going to go across the board to shogging about yom, but it's not going to go across the board to this, where here it's, I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a chalik. I mean, but I think we should hold that off until, because the Gemara is going to get up, bring in this shogging about yom. It's not, Tosas isn't making it up. I mean, there's this problem that, you know, Tosas is mentioning it. It's based upon later in the Gemara. So I think let's hold off to answer Rashi. But I think that's the avenue. The avenue is going to be that in the case of Erevin, the Shekinah is altogether as in Shaykh. So it's not going to be Karmelis. But Shogim Bod Yom, it's more Shaykh. Somehow the Kinas will apply there. But why exactly the difference? I think let's hold off for that, okay? Okay, so it's within the Rashba. So the Rashba says like this. It says, Hagi Yarsin Rashizal. Amar Abaye. So, Yado Shal Adam, Eino Lo Kershos Yachid, V'chulei. Kershos Yachid Lo Dam Ya, Miyado Dabal Abaye. Yeah, so Kershos Yachid Lo Dam Ya, Miyado Dabal Abaye. Shaz Ram Lo Dam Ya, Miyado Dani.
I know what this one difference.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we perish. De Eino Kershos Shehagof Omeir Sham, Levatel Roshos Shehi Pshuta Sham. So you don't say, what's Pshita Ta'abaye? That you don't say that the object is like the Roshos of the body, so to speak, to the exclusion of the Roshos that it's in. Right? In other words, you don't say that it's, like Rashi said, it's Legamre, the Roshos of the body. Right? If it were Legamre, the Roshos of the body, to the exclusion of the other Roshos, then when the Asher put it into the outstretched hand of the Ani, he'd be Chayev, because it's 100% in the Roshos of the body. It would be as if he transferred it. Right. But rather, you say that it, so to speak, partakes of the Roshos, whose airspace it's in, and therefore, like, it has that function, what we're saying, and therefore, when the Asher puts it into that outstretched hand, it's not fully leaving the Roshos of Rabin. And therefore, you're not chayef. It still, so to speak, partakes of the Rishas Arabim, because it's in that airspace and it has that function. Right? That was Rashi. Right? Okay. So that either way. Right? Kershos Yarab lo dam yamiyad adani shipshuto shetiyachin. Right? Ve'afilach inatol balavis mitovo shenatol socho potter. Ve'i chashavta lo kershos Arabim. If you're going to consider it, namely 100% fully like Roshos HaRabim, because it's Basar LeGuf 100%, then you should be Chayev for putting it. V'chein L'pasha Baal Abayas Es Yadol L'chutz. Okay, fine. So that's the way Rashi learns. The way we've been learning, fine, no problems, right? Okay. V'en V'chuvr. Chada De Pshita. Okay, it's a funny kasha. You, Abayas, are saying this is Pshita, and he's saying, well, it's Pshita. Okay, pshita de ein hayar hapshuta lo rishos hayachid cholekes rishos atzma shetaase rishos harabim. So it's pshita that if the body is in rishos harabim and you stick your hand into rishos hayachid and el the chafta is really removed from the rishos harabim, right? Because it's over the rishos removed totally from the function of rishos harabim because it's over the airspace of the rishos hayachid. It's pashut that you don't say that it's legamrei or Rishos HaRabim. Okay? You could not have even imagined that the outstretched hand is going to have a din of Rishos HaRabim. As the Ritva explains, or the other Shon, that because even if it's above, the Rishos HaRabim itself, above 10, loses the din of Rishos HaRabim. So you see that it's, the Rishos HaRabim is contingent upon the function of the Rabim. Okay? Now since that's the case, how could it be if your body is in Rishos HaRabim and your hand is outstretched into the Rishos HaYachid that it's still going to have a din Rishos HaRabim? In function, it really now is really partaking of the Rishos HaYachid. Even if it's above 10 and it's not a Rishos HaYachid, the opposite Rishos, you say it loses the din Rishos HaRabim. Certainly, if the body is in Rishos HaRabim but the hand and the object is outstretched into the Rishos HaYachid and it has the function of Rishos HaYachid, certainly you're not going to say that as a din of Rishos HaRabim to be Machayev the guy. That's that you need a raya from the Mishnah? That's forget about it. That would be crazy. You could never even imagine that that hand could have the din, the full din of being a Rosh Hashanah, of being a Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Okay, so let's leave that hanging. I'm not sure exactly. Okay, let's leave it as not sure exactly. You can't tell. I mean, the simplest lashon would be it's not even Rosh Hashanah altogether. Right? The simplest way to read it. Okay, because he's saying it's not Mechalek Rosh Hashanah. It means it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's 100% Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but we'll see about this. Okay, but let's leave it open. But he's saying is, so basically, either way, he's saying to Rashi, this is two pshita. Two pshita to even say pshita. We notice that he doesn't have the gears on Rashi, the word pshita. Abai is saying his thing. So Abai is not saying it, but Torah, this is pshita. Abai is just saying, this is the halacha from the Mishnah, and now I'm asking the Nevoya. Rashi's gersa, at least. I mean, it doesn't seem like he had the gersa. But Rashi, our gersa Rashi, is Abai is saying, this is pasha to me. Now here's my question. You know what I mean? So, but still, I mean, you could ask, even on Rashi's gear, so it's like, this is Pashut from the Mishnah? I mean, this is crazy. You can never even imagine this. I mean, even if you have the word Pshita, you can still ask it, but fine. But it means Cholek is just Atzim, because the hand, which is the body is Rosh Hashanah, and it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's inside the Mechitzas of the Rosh Hashanah, and the Mechitzas of Rosh Hashanah are Koveya, all the way up to Shemayim, everything is based on Rosh Hashanah. And you're going to have to tell me that this is Mechalik or Rosh Hashanah, and it carves out its own like Din Rosh Hashanah, smack in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. He's saying that just doesn't happen. It just doesn't work that way. Okay? It just doesn't work that way. He's saying that can't be. Okay? That's the first Kasha. He's saying that's Pashut. And therefore, of course, you would not imagine that if you put it into if the Ashir puts the object into the outstretched hands of the Baal Bayis, of course he's not going to be. He can't even have a Avamina that he'd be Chayef. That's crazy. It's impossible. And that can't even be what Abai is saying. You have to learn from the Mishnah. That's just too far out. Okay, good. Okay, that's the first Kasha on Rashi. The second Kasha is like this. Let me explain it, then I'll read it. Okay? And the thing is like this, is that you have, the way these types of things work is you say, this much is pasha to me. But how about this much, which is a little further. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, they're similar, they're supposed to be similar kinds of things. And say, this is Pasha, but how about here? Right? So it's saying, but here he's saying, it's not, they should be parallel. In other words, there should be a parallelism between that which you're saying is Pasha, but then that which you're saying is a question. Okay? It shouldn't be unrelated things. Okay? So now you have two guys. You have the guy with the hand, the outstretched hand guy, and the other guy. Okay, now according to Rashi, the pshita is going on the other guy. Okay, it's pshita that when I outstretch my hand and someone now puts it into my hand or takes it from my hand, you don't say that guy is chayiv. Right? Pshita is not legamre the reshus of the guf, and the other guy, vis-a-vis the other guy being chayiv or not. All right, that's pshita. That the other guy is not chayiv. Okay, now. The baya is, what about that guy, the hand guy? Is it mutter or asa for him to bring his hand back? You know what I mean? Like, this is the other guy. He switched guys now. In other words, it would have been smoother if you said, it's pshita that the other guy isn't chayav. Oh, but is the other guy asa? You know what I mean? Something like that. Or it's pshita that I'm not chayav for bringing my hand back. Am I asa? You know what I mean? But like, it's pshita, the other guy isn't chayav, well, what about me? Am I usher? Like, it's just, you made a big jump here. I mean, we'll compare the similar things. Right? Why jump? Okay? So let's see that inside. Okay? But that's what he's asking. He says, you right, I mean, that's going to be the direction. That practically, he's saying that they're not unrelated. There has to be like a practical relationship between the two. I think the answer is going to have to be that conceptually they are parallel. It's just practically they're not. The cases are different practically because that's the way you have to work it out. But conceptually, it really is very smooth. You know, it is like that. That's what we have to do. You know what I mean? And even still, it's a question because it's still not 100% smooth, because it would be smoother if you could work it out that it's just fully, you know, fully parallel. But I think that's what you have to say for Rashi, is that conceptually it is fine. But let's just see it inside first. Let's see. So let's see that's what he's saying. Okay? Okay? Whether it becomes a isn't meaning a pshitas. What is the pshitas? The yado eno negreris achar haguf l'chayev hanosein mitocha v'hanotel mimena. Okay, in other words, the pshitos is that the hand isn't after the guf to be mechayev the other guy who takes from it or puts into it. Aval l'inyon chazarasa etzlo enok kimechulak es mimenu. So in the pshitos, so for the other guy, the guy wouldn't be chayev, right? But the guy himself would be able to bring his hand back, okay, in terms of the deraisa. Or it would be mutter, right? In other words, if not for the karmelis, so really in that framework, it would be the other guy would be potter, and he would just be mutter. I think he's saying is that in the pshita, it's saying is that the hand, outstretched hand, you say, is not part of the body vis-a-vis the other guy. That if the other guy puts in there, takes him, the other guy's not chayev. But also, what is also comes along with that, turns out, is for the guy himself, also you could see from the Mishnah that he's not chayiv either. So the guy himself, you don't say that the hand is on the outside either. Right? It's really, you don't say it's either way. You don't say that it's considered the inside vis-a-vis the other guy, and you don't say it's considered the outside vis-a-vis the guy himself bringing it back. Right? The Mishnah shows you both, because neither guy is chayiv. So you see, you see it's not considered 100% part of the, removed from the guy. Right? And then the Ibaya is, but is it considered removed from the guy such that he can't bring it back to himself? Because even though it's not, the Oraisa is not really removed from him, but is it Aser to bring it back? Do you say that it has a din of being removed from him? You know what I mean? Does it have a din of being mechulak from him? Midrabana, because of this Knas. But the focus should have been in the pshita should have been also on that pshita that it's you don't say that his hand is part of is removed from him. You don't say pshita that his hand the oraisa isn't removed from him, but maybe the rabbanon it is. That's the way it should have been. But it doesn't go that way. The pshita is not vis-a-vis him. The pshita is that it's not removed from the guf begamre. Question is, but what about is it a little bit removed from the guf for vis-a-vis him? There's no, you don't have a parallelism here. Mm-hmm. You follow? I mean, we have to get it clear. See if that's pshat. But the question is, we have to try to answer for Rashi. I mean, why try to explain why it is that it asked it this way? I mean, we should try to explain that. Why did it do it that way? I don't know how could we just? I mean, I think we already explained the conceptual framework into Rashi, but let's just plug it in and see how he's going to address the Rashba's kashas. You know, and then the question is, Rashba brings in Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. But go until the kasha. I mean, let's just get the idea first. Okay, until the kasha. Okay, just a few lines. He learns it a little bit differently. Okay, he learns because he doesn't like the Rashi. He's gonna learn the question and the answer a little bit differently. You know, they buy the pshita and then they buy it a little differently.